scales similar to those used by the Armed Offenders Squad.
Uncertainty continues to hang over the New Zealand Golf Open in the wake of planned changes to border rules. The event falls less than a month before the border opens to fully vaccinated foreign travellers. And while it has been placed on the government's approved event list, organisers aren't optimistic that will happen. Clay Wilson reports.
New Zealand Golf Open organisers are determined next year's event will go ahead. Whether international players will be there is another matter. The tournament is scheduled to be played in Queenstown less than a month before the country will finally welcome fully vaccinated foreign travellers on April 30. But while the Open is on a government-approved events list, giving it the ability to bring in players from overseas before that date, there is one major issue, as Economic Development and Tourism Minister Stuart Nash explains.
There will be a self-isolating requirement in place before the 30th of April. We've made that quite clear. I don't think we're going to exempt golfers from that.
For an event which normally has a heavily international field, it's a big blow. Tournament chairman John Hart highly doubts many will agree if there is no change.
They have to self-isolate for 7 days and have a week in the tournament and then travel to and from. You know, you're effectively taking 3 weeks out of their calendar. So it won't appeal to everyone, but we're heartened at the moment that there are some international players indicating they would be prepared to consider self-isolation as long as the terms were satisfactory to them.
Just what those terms might be is the key question. Hart is hopeful a sport-wide approach, alongside the also-affected Warriors, Breakers and Phoenix, may provide some leeway.
I know that's happening. They're talking to government about how we can run these competitions and do these things with the current regulations in place. So that needs to be addressed. And hopefully, as a result of that, we might see some movement or some opportunity to make some variations which help us in March.
Hart's suggestion when it comes to the New Zealand Open is a player's bubble, an idea backed up by New Zealand's top-ranked men's player Ryan Fox, who says the same system has operated very effectively on the European Tour for the past 2 years.
Supposedly COVID ravaged Europe. We had very, very few cases and no transmission during events. And, you know, it would be nice if they could do something like that, you know, test before you fly, test at the event, you know, stay at a tournament hotel, you're not allowed anywhere else and there's no other public allowed in. I think something like that would be very safe.
Whatever plays out, Fox and several other top New Zealand professionals have committed to playing the event. Fox hopes the Open can come through largely unscathed, even if next year's tournament ends up as a largely New Zealand players-only event.
From a Kiwi player's point of view, it's a pretty good chance to win. It's going to be a much smaller field, but it's our flagship event. It's getting a really good reputation worldwide, and a lot of people wanted to go down to Queenstown and play that event. Even some of my mates on the European Tour were very keen to play it. Now, hopefully, having a couple of years off from international players doesn't dent that reputation.
What it would do, though, is heavily impact Queenstown and the wider Otago region. Queenstown Mayor Jim Bolt hopes that's not the case.
Very important event. I will be delighted if it comes off. And I think there's some work to do to give it the surety it needs to carry on. But it's not only this year, which will be some sort of restricted version. It's where we go to in future years and the need to keep this on the calendar.
And Hart says the event isn't just about Queenstown.
The return in terms of economic factors to Queenstown, economic factors to government in terms of tourism, the ability to showcase New Zealand through television, international television, this tournament brings significant benefits to the country and to the region.
New Zealand Open organisers hope to have the final details of the 2022 event nailed down in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
The World Health Organization is urging countries to drop their travel